The independent commission investigating the September 11th attacks got an earful today from lawmakers critical of the Bush administration's handling of terrorist threats, among them two Democratic presidential hopefuls. Senator Bob Graham of Florida said he's troubled by the lack of attention the administration has given to the 9/11 investigation, a sentiment echoed by fellow Senator Joseph Lieberman.
The essential mission of this commission deserves and demands more than begrudging cooperation. You don't have much time. If you are constantly forced to fight for information, you'll never get to the heart of the problems that plagued and, in many cases, still plague our government's fight against terrorism.
Also speaking at the hearing was Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona. Later, he told us the U.S. has a poor track record when it comes to identifying terrorist threats.
Certainly, questions can be raised after a series of terrorist attacks, whether it be embassies or Khobar Towers or the USS Cole, whether adequate measures were taken. I think when you look at all the acts of terror that took place, that you could argue that somebody should have been alerted.
You used a fairly strong language today in speaking before the commission. You said it's simply remarkable that the United States stood by over two decades, preoccupied by other dangers, challenges, and opportunities, as a grave threat to our security formed, grew in strength, expanded in reach, and conducted operations against American targets. Is that your view, that the U.S. was standing by?
Oh, I think you could certainly make that case. For example, we liberated Afghanistan from the Russians, and in 1989, we basically turned our back on Afghanistan. And in the intervening period, the Taliban took over, al-Qaeda terrorist training camps were set up and operated, while the United States stood by. I think you could argue that there were some failures there, that following post-Russian occupation, we should have been far more heavily involved.
If the 9/11 Commission is looking back at U.S. history in Afghanistan, is that just hindsight? What proactively could the Commission do?
Well, if there were those failures of policy, there's no lesson that is better learned than those of the past, because they have to lead us in the future. For example, I think most intelligence sources now say that the Taliban is reconstituting themselves, at least in some parts of Afghanistan, particularly the Afghan-Pakistan border.
You also urged the commission to look very carefully at the role of Saudi Arabia in the rise of global terrorism.
Well, I mean, there's very little doubt that the Saudis have been riding a tiger, staying in power while funding the madrasas and the radical Islamic clerics and telethons for the quote, martyrs that commit suicide bombings in Israel to not cooperating with the United States after Khobar Towers and after other serious situations that took place within Saudi Arabia.
You're talking, of course, about a government that has very close ties with this government.
Very close ties, very little cooperation, and frankly, in my view, really inexcusable conduct in the encouragement of these radical elements that pose a clear and present danger to the security of America.
Senator McCain, what is your hope for what this 9/11 Commission might accomplish when it's done with its work?
Well, I hope that, first of all, for the sake of the families, they will have some comfort in knowing what caused the tragedy that befell their families. I hope that for the sake of the nation, we will be able to look back at these events, policy failures, if there were policy failures, and other failures, so we can best meet the challenges of the future. Some may require reorganization, such as of our intelligence agencies. Maybe we are not acting most effectively to meet threats that we will encounter in the future.
And are you convinced that this commission will have the mandate to follow through on any findings that it might come up with?
Well, I do, and I think there's some very outstanding people on the commission. The question is, it remains unanswered to me, is will the government and the agencies be forthcoming in providing them with all the information they need? So far, the beginning has not been auspicious.
Senator McCain, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.